you for our Shift Today Radio experience. God bless you. I hope you had a great weekend, feeling refreshed and blessed. And I know you were out there blessing others and being a blessing and receiving blessings too, because it's a give and take situation. Amen. Once again, my name is Nina Roach, your ministry morning host, and you have joined everyday people to proclaim the word of God and be transformed by your perspective. How is it your perspective? God wants the way that we think and about things or about people. He wants to transform those perspectives and give you his perspective, his plan, the way that he thinks about a thing. You know, when you get God's thoughts, you get his words, you get his presence, you get the being of God. You will know exactly what to do when you stay on course with God. That's one of the things that I'm going to be sharing about on this Monday morning, about staying the course and what staying the course simply looks like for you and I as everyday people, especially even believers. And also, I just want to remind you that every time that you join us, every segment is filled with insightful and inspiring messages with power-packed decrees from God's word that will change your perspective. The more I believe you begin to decree and declare from the plan of God, the word of God, his thoughts, you and I will begin to see results like never before. And when you know you come to the Shift Today Radio experience, you're being equipped. You're being empowered with the right information. My job, I tell you, as a next level, I say pastor, a next level believer in the body of Christ, is to come alongside of you and partner with your decision to change. You got to know your purpose, because, you know, my purpose is for you. My passion is for me. I'm going to say that again, and be aware of that for yourself as well. My purpose is for you. You know, like when Jesus says, for this reason I have come. That was his purpose. But his passion, that was for him. Passionate about a lot of things. But when it comes to the things of God and the kingdom of God and his people, his truths, to study and to do all of the things that entail that, that's the process. The process and the passion, that's for me. But the purpose is for you. So I've been sent today to once again bring you good news and to help you to stay on track. We got so many things that are ahead of us as we are coming to a close of this 2018. I can't believe it already. We're in already November, the full first week of November. And I tell you, God, one thing about God that I can say and that you could attest and agree to as well, God hasn't changed. God is still on the throne. God is still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The methods will change. The people will change. That's why even being, whether if you're a leader, whether if you're a friend, a sister, a family member, and listen to how I'm saying this. I'm not telling you not to trust people, but don't put all your stake in people. That's just using simple wisdom, because people will flip a script on you and flip a switch on you. You won't know which direction that they're coming from. You better put your trust and your faith in God and believe for the people that he is sending you or to come alongside of you to partner with your decisions and your truth. And it's nothing like having partnership. Like, I thank God for my legacy partners and those that have partnered just with this ministry. It's not so much as you are partnering with me as opposed to partnering with the vision that God has given me. Because, I mean, partnering with me, we can partner in so many other, we can partner in a lot of areas, our friendships, our some of the same things that we believe, maybe about marriage and about family, about our plans or purposes that are outside of ministry. Hear what I'm telling you today. But whatever you do, get around good people that are going to partner with you and support you, not just want something from you. Like for me as a spiritual leader and pastor, and even as I call it, a pastor, sister, and friend, I believe in partnering with you because I want to see God's best for you. And it's not so much as what you can do for me as opposed to what I can do for you. And that's my whole objective. And I know that's one of the reasons. There are many things, but one of the reasons that God has sent me here is what he even showed me yesterday personally. As he showed me, is that me not having the necessary people, or I would say the resources, and I don't mean just now and being in ministry. I just look at even just in my life in general, I believe that's why he has piloted me to be that platform for others, to be basically like a walking resource and to stay the course. I mean, you know, that's one of the things I really enjoy doing is helping people get to that next place or that place where they're stuck in their minds or in their next decision. See, that's what shift is all about, to remind them of who they are, remind them to stay the course, to stick with the plan, no matter what it looks like. Stick with your plan. You can't have a process without a plan. That's what I'm talking about today on shift. Stay the course. So you'll be blessed that you came on to today's segment. And I know by the Spirit of God and through revelation knowledge, he's going to reveal more truths to you. He's going to confirm the things that he's been speaking to you about. So stay the course. Stay on the path. God says he knows the plan. He knows the path. He sent the Holy Spirit to come alongside of you to help you. The Holy Spirit reveals the plan that you decide to get the information for, which is that the source is always God. Remember, the source is always God. Say that with me. The source is always God. That's why God does not want you to depend on resources. Though I have legacy partners, though I have clients in my business, though I have, you know, a spouse, though I have my job or career and ministry, I cannot depend on those. Those are what you call resources. Say resources. Don't depend on your resources, because when you depend on your resources, you abandon the source. If you stay hold to the source, God will make sure you got all the right resources, and the resources could be people and the right people, because you don't just need people. For me, I don't just need people around me. I can always have people around me. I need the right people around me who can not only help me to grow in my leadership and just who I am as a woman and a woman of God and just as a spirit being, but I also need the right people who also have the right resources. Amen. So it's a give and take situation. So today is just going to be a little bit of a reminder of things that you already know, but this is really what I sense that the Holy Spirit was really placing upon my heart as well as I'm walking out this process too, of just staying the course. That's the key. Stay the course. Stay the course in your beliefs. We're voting tomorrow. You must stay the course. Believe in your beliefs. One thing to believe in me or to believe in others that you trust or that you have relegated yourself to, or, you know, believe in different leaders or believe in a certain thing, but believe in God. Believe in your beliefs. Believe in what God has shown you. Stay the course in your belief. Don't waver by something that comes through the mail or somebody that looks good or somebody you never heard, or this is a woman and she's the first black whatever, or this is a man and he's the first black whatever, or the first Asian this, or whatever the culture or ethnicity is. Believe in the right platform as far as even in your voting tomorrow. Stay the course with your beliefs. Don't be intimidated. That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me that Satan is using. And mark my words, in these last days, you're going to have to be bold like never before. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. I welcome you to the Shift Today radio experience with everyday people. There's so many of us that are on this broadcast. We're in different nations, we're in different ages, we're in different stages, we're in different cultures in our lives, we're in different communities. But Father, one thing that we can come together with, even on the Shift Today radio podcast collectively now, is to know that we are in your will. We're in the center of your will. We know that you are God. You are the source of our supply. This is where we come to a common ground, that Jesus is Lord. The word is true. You set your word above your name. Your principles don't change. In the beginning was the word. You are the word. You revealed yourself as the word through Jesus. He manifested himself. He walked as a prophet. He brought your kingdom from heaven to be here on earth. And may we, your people today, stand shoulder to shoulder in the spirit, spirit to spirit, not wavering, but stand the course. So Holy Spirit, do what you do best. We welcome you to today's broadcast. Think continually to think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, none of me and all of you. Open up our hearts, our ears, and our spirits to receive the ministry of the word of God, because our spirits is the commander. Our spirits is what's leading and guiding us to all truth as we are being led by you, Holy Spirit. We are persuading our souls. We are persuading our decisions. We are persuading our minds. We're persuading our wills. We're persuading our emotions. We will not be a people that walk by our emotions, that walk by anger, by walk by even the lies. You better know that the enemy is even sending people. He will send things in your mind to lie and exact upon people, and especially your leaders. And I don't mean just even your spiritual leaders. He'll send you things to lie about your friends, and then you'll begin to take a lie. Hear what I'm telling you just by the Spirit of God. Don't fall and don't drink the Kool-Aid. Know the truth, stay the course, and live simply. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. You must live simply. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you that as you proceed through this broadcast, that we are ready to receive your word in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. He sent me here to tell you this morning to stay the course. Stay on the course in your beliefs. Stay on the course in your trust in God. Some trust in mammon. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in other things. They trust in resources. Stay trusting in God. Stay the course. When I looked at the definition of stay the course, this is what I found. And you'll find this, which it'll be released in some beginning part of this morning, because I was almost done. Because when I write these devos, for me, they're fresh. I don't like to write devotionals that, you know, unless it has to be, it come from a place of inspiration, shall I say, well, through revelation of the Spirit. So this is what I since this morning that he was saying, stay the course, because staying the course is critical as we are partnering with God. We first must and foremost believe that God is God. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Some people know God, but they don't even believe that he is God. In other words, God knows the plan. He is God. His very nature of who he is as the source of all things. God is the source of your love, not your friends. God is the source of your love. God is the source of your resources. Everything you need for your life, your businesses, your ministries, your marriages, your finances, God is the source. So you must believe in his word and his plans. His plans for your life is in the word. So this is why he wants you to live simply. I'm telling you, in these last days, you and I, hear what I'm telling you by the Spirit of God. We're going to be bombarded so much by the spirit of, here it is, intimidation. Intimidation is the fruit of the root fear. Do not let fear bombard you. God is going to take you out to places where every time you go with God and you go with his presence and you go with his word and you decide to stand upon what you believe is true, you are welcoming a fight. But this isn't a fight that you'll ever have to fight alone, because you and I have been called to fight the good fight of faith. God will always protect your stance and your belief when you're not being, you're not shrinking by fear. Hear what I'm telling you today. What's the simple definition of staying the course? It means to continue with the process or effort. I'm going to say it again. To continue, hello, with a process or an effort, even though it is difficult. And then I put the process. Everybody wants the result. They want to look good in their body. They want to feel good in their emotions. They want the whatever the outcome is. But what they don't want is the process. And what they don't want is the plan. They want their plans. That's what we're standing against, especially as believers. We're not standing against our plan when we place our votes tomorrow. God has decided to choose you because he knew that he could count on you to continue to stay the course as heaven is in the earth. We're not looking for heaven to come to the earth, my beloved. We're waiting for heaven to manifest, and that's where you and I come into play. When you do what God has said in the word and believe what God has said in the word, this is how you stay the course. This is how you will vote tomorrow. I'm believing and I'm praying. You will be voting as if heaven is voting. Amen. However, heaven is written already in scripture. Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God, which is heaven, to the earth. That's why we're saying we're not waiting for heaven to come to earth. What we're waiting for is the sons and daughters to manifest heaven as it is in the earth. Hear what I'm telling you today. So that the earth looks like heaven's blueprint. Hear what I'm telling you. I'm going to say it again. God is looking for people to and fro who's going to manifest heaven's blueprint in the earth, even and through their decision for tomorrow. I'm not voting based on this is the first time African-American this, or this is the first time Asian of that, this is the first time a culture this. If it's not based upon heaven's blueprint, they don't have my vote. Hear what I'm telling you today. And let that be your blueprint. Let that be your process. The plan of God, the blueprint of God is already written, not only for your vote tomorrow. He's already voted for you. You got to vote for you. Hear what I'm telling you today. Stop waiting for somebody else to vote for you. God has already voted for me. God has already said, Nina, my plans and my purpose for you is yes and amen. He's already said that for you. Knowing your identity in Christ is staying the course, not bowing down, not shrinking back. And the opposite of fear, the opposite of the fruit of intimidation is boldness. It's courage. They that know their God, Daniel 11 says, shall do great and mighty exploits. You cannot do great and mighty exploits like Daniel did. You cannot do great and mighty exploits like David did if you don't know your God and know who your God has sent you to be. You are not from the place that you were born in. I'm not from Chicago. I'm not. I'm from heaven. I came through Chicago, through my mother's womb in that geographical location. So I'm staying the course, not from coming through Chicago. Chicago's got a lot of stuff that I wouldn't want to be attached to. I mean, even Martin Luther King, when he walked the earth, he said Chicago was one of the racist cities that he had ever been in. It was more racist even in the South. Chicago was known for their mob squads. Chicago was known for so many things, and they're known for many great things as well. But remember, you never came from the place that you were born through. You were born, you came from heaven. You were born through the city that you were born through. So you got to stay the course. You got to keep the heaven's blueprint as it is in heaven, so it is going to be on earth. Stay the course in your beliefs, the course in your belief in your marriage. What does he tell you to do as your part as a spouse? Stay the course in your finances. What does he tell you to do in your finances? Oh, no man, nothing but the debt of love. Why would he tell us this? Because he knows faith can get the job done. Believing in God, sowing the seed. God's way of getting things done is sowing and reaping. It has never changed. Whatever you need, sow the seed. Your tithe is not a seed. Hear what I'm telling you today. Your tithe is your kingdom tax for saying, thank you, Father, for calling me to be one of yours. Now I'm going to return to you what you have faithfully given me because I owe this to you. Hear what I'm telling you today. Stay the course. So staying the course means to continue with the process or an effort. But you can't continue with the process if you don't know the plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plan. See, that alone gives me security. God already knows on Wednesday morning, on tomorrow night, who would have won this election. But he also knows who he's watching tomorrow. I mean, and he already knows. But I'm not sending you to the polls with fear. Hear what I'm telling you. You're going to the poll with faith. You're voting as a believer with the kingdom blueprint, not with some little idioms or some little thing or some little something else that is trying to cause you to be intimidated. Don't be intimidated. I know out here in California, they tell you, they say out loud, Nina Roach, blah, 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 almost basically what your stance is or what you believing in or as far as your platform that you're voting for. I don't care.
And that's where you have to get as a believer, where you don't care. You care enough about people, but you're caring about people and the stance. I mean, just think the vote that you're voting for tomorrow, I'm not voting just for tomorrow. I'm voting for my grandkids. I'm voting for the next generation. I'm voting for the, yeah, I believe that we're going to have Bibles back in the schools because there's going to be many righteous believers who are going to take their stand and vote. I'm not just making a one-time vote to put some person in office to fill a seat. I don't want just any seat filled, because the scripture says, from what I last read from Psalms 33, oh, I had it up here. Let me put this in here. Let me go really quickly. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Proverbs 29:2. Proverbs. Here it is. Proverbs 29:2 from the Passion Translation. Everyone rejoices when the lovers of God flourish, but the people groan when the wicked rise to power. The voice, Proverbs 29:2. When just leaders are in power, the citizens celebrate. But when evil people gain control, their joys become moans. And I can clearly tell you boldly on this platform this morning, this Shift Today Radio experience, it's not like we necessarily have the best of both worlds, or the best of any two candidates to choose from, whether if it's Democratic or Republican. Hear what I'm telling you today. And though we may have different platforms where that have caused us to groan as a people, at the end of the day, we still must vote according to what heaven's blueprint is to bring justice in the earth. Look at who's supporting Israel, what platform. I'm not talking about I don't know if you've looked at yet or looked online. You can Google it for yourself today. Pull up on, if you have an opportunity, pull up Democratic platform and pull up Independent platform and pull up a Republican platform. And then you compare those two to the Bible, and that's the person or the platform that you vote for as far as tomorrow. Only if you're going to stay the course from what you believe, from the plan of God that he has already revealed to us. Because if God knows the plan, God doesn't withhold the plans that he knew. He put them in a book called the scriptures that we can always go back to. Just like if something is wrong with your automobile, the first thing the support people are going to say, well, did you look in the book? That's how you fix things that are broken from a plan, and then you go through the process. So a lot of times we're in the process from the plans of God. We may not necessarily have the right leader, but you got the leader that's representing the platform. Hear what I'm telling you today. But part of the process for us as believers is to pray. Pray. See, you cannot abort, you know, everybody wants the result, but they don't want the process. Everybody wants the size body that they want, or the, you know, I'm tired of feeling like this, or I'm tired of having this gut, or I'm tired of having these thighs, or I'm tired of eating this way. Well, do something different. Go through a different process. Get the right information so that you don't have to keep groaning and moaning about your thighs, or that you can't fit into that blue jean, or that your stomach is hanging over your pants, or whatever it is that's causing you pain. You can stop it by joining other people that have that mindset from that platform, and then what? Through a different process, because the process that you're continuing on, it is not working. Hear what I'm telling you this morning on Shift. Stay the course. Keep on your plan. Stay on your platform. Whatever God is calling you to do, just do it and stay with him on it. Hear what I'm telling you this morning on Shift from my heart. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command, to be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He will help you by the Spirit of God. Stay the course. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord isn't slow, contemporary English version. He isn't slow about keeping his promises, as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient,
because he wants everyone to turn from sin and no one to be lost. God doesn't want anyone to be lost. So, I mean, even now you would think, Jesus, are you coming tomorrow? Sin is increasing. Bombs are going off in synagogues. People are getting shot everywhere. You know why? And God is still saying, I'm still waiting because there's still somebody that hasn't heard the gospel. But in the meantime, I'm not slow for my promise. I'm not slow with my plan. I need for you to partner with me to get my plan, pray in the process, witness me do what I said that I would do in my word, and watch me be faithful and true to protect you while you're here in the earth. Hear what I'm telling you. If God is staying on the course, God, just think, you might think that you could be so far away from the plan or course of God, and maybe you could be, but in all, God, I'm telling you, we are right on schedule, because as sin is increasing, so is the righteousness of God. So is his righteous plans. As sin is increasing, the greater the sin, guess what? The greater the grace. We have so much grace to run our race as everyday people, especially believers. So hold on to what God is telling you. Don't separate yourself with him. Start with you and him. Stay the course with you and him. And here's another word that he showed me a lot of times. We get so bombarded by making all these decisions. Live your life simply. And I mean not just from your closet. Live your life simply. Simply, which means the less of decisions you have to make, you will be able to move forward in your plan. All of these decisions, sometimes when you're bombarded with, I got to make this decision, make that decision, just make a decision and be done with it, but make a decision from the word of God, believe in what you believe in, and stay the course. Stay the course in your health. You don't have a health plan, get a health plan. No sense in reading about a health plan. Get a health plan. Move in the plan of God. Amen. You got a wealth plan? Move in the wealth. You know, God has said things about finances. There's no excuse for us, because that's what the last thing that I wrote in my journal last night. For everything and all of the areas where I literally was not taught, I had an epiphany last night. There is so many areas and I really could get angry. I could be upset, how would that matter? That would just waste more time. Our job is to not only stay the course, get the plan of God, find out what is missing. The word of God is the antidote. If there's something broken in your house, read the manual, read the blueprint. The word can fix it. God can fix it. Heaven can fix it. We got a great support system. We got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you got believers. You got the body of Christ. If you have believers around you that are wavering, then you move forward with believers that are believing. I know for me, I'm moving forward with believing believers, not these that are tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Oh, I'm not sure. Let me think about it. I mean, how much? The more you waste time, that means you're not proving just for yourself that you really believe in what you believe in. That means you're like you were how Abraham was prior to his being fully persuaded. God has been persuading you over and over again. Make a decision. Stay firm in your faith. Stay firm in your belief. Heaven is here. Move forward in it and stay the course. And stay the course. Don't be an island unto yourself. Of course, you need to be separated for a time as you're planning, as you're doing things, but move forward with people. We need relationships. Stay the course. Stay the plan. Stay believing. Amen? Let's make this declaration of faith. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my nation. I believe my Father has brought heaven here to earth through Jesus. He has the plan. He has revealed his plan. And it is my responsibility to plan and to rely on the plan and execute the plan. I have faith in God. I walk by faith and not by what I see. And not by what I hear or by my senses. God has given me everything to work together for my good. Everything is changing for the best. My mind is fortified and resolute. My emotions are stable and sound. I have a creative imagination to exhibit in the earth. My zeal for the Lord is unwavering. My soul is being transformed by the word of God. My spirit is sound and I am secure. I can make the right decision from the right information from God's plan. Am willing, now this is something big that you're getting ready to decree, to go through the process so that I can execute with the right results the plan of God. I always win as I live and I am led by the Spirit of God. There is no slack in my hand, no procrastination. I excel in all things. God has not given me a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind to stay on the course. I believe it. I will it. I receive it. I take it. I have it. I execute it. I'm willing to go through the process, and I thank you, Father. I seal my declarations of faith today and the words that I have heard in my spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or imagine or decree according to the Holy Spirit, his power working in me. He is able to keep me from falling and failing as I am staying on the course. He's keeping me on track and presenting me faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, the Holy Spirit is sustaining my spirit, my soul, body, and his course within me. To the Almighty God be glorified, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, eternal God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on, let's give it up and say hallelujah. Jesus is rebuking every retaliating spirit that is coming against truth, that is coming against trying to get you to shrink back in fear. In the name of Jesus, stay the course. You are the uncompromisingly righteous, and you shall go forth with boldness and shall decree and shall present the presence and the glory of God. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you and enlighten you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you so much, and God bless you today, and remember to stay the course in Jesus' name. Amen.